Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy. You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy. You are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped, honored, and adored. You are holy, holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. And so, gracious, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence again on another day that you have made. Thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Lord, we don't take any day for granted, but with gratefulness in our hearts and thankfulness in our hearts, we rise yet another morning that you have blessed us to be able to see just to tell you thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds and reminding us of our desire to find ourselves in prayer. Lord, yesterday we were seeking for ourselves, for us to be filled with more of you, to be more intimate with you, to be more closer with you. Oh, God, to have more gratitude towards you and to be thankful unto you, Lord, for all of the many manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon your people. Lord, you have done so many things, Lord, that we cannot even count it all. And, Lord, we cannot even remember all of the great and wonderful things that you have done. But this morning, Lord, we rise just to tell you thank you. Thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to be able to see. Thank you, oh God, this morning for allowing us to rise this morning with the use and activity of our limbs and a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you, oh God, that you allowed us to wake up this morning in our right mind, for we had a desire to pray, for our souls were longing to get into the midst of you in prayer and in worship. Our souls were hungry to get into to get into this time of prayer, to get into this time of consecration, to get into this time of intimacy, God, to draw closer to you. Lord, I don't know about anybody else, Lord, but this time of early morning prayer at 7 a.m., to be consistent, to be faithful, Lord, is shifting and changing things in my life, Lord. It's changing my focus, Lord. It's changing my actions, Lord, because I'm beginning my day off with you consistently, Lord, with the hunger and the thirst to be in your presence and to be in your midst. And not just for me, God. If this prayer time is not just for me, but it's for everyone that takes time to sacrifice to join me in prayer. Oh, God, it's for everyone that takes the time to sacrifice, oh, God, to kneel before you, to begin to pray, to seek your face, to turn themselves from their wicked ways, Lord. Because the more we pray, God, the more power we have an opportunity to receive. And the more we pray, the more we surrender to your will and for your will to be done in our lives. The more we pray, the more effective that we can be bound together, God. Because when they were with one accord and with one mind, Lord, there was nothing that the enemy could do to stop them, to hinder them. When they were with one accord and with one mind, God, your spirit came in and poured out like a flood in that upper room, Lord. When the church was with one accord, and with one mind, Lord, they were tending to one another. They were loving one another. They were growing effectively and efficiently in spite of the persecution and in spite of the trials and the storms that were occurring in their lives. When the church gets together with one accord, oh, God, we can do great and mighty things. But in this day and time, we're so separated. Lord, we're so distracted. We have our own little fiefdoms. And, Lord, we want to just take care of our own little pie. But, Lord, you have a greater plan for all of us. And you have a greater mission for all of us to accomplish. And, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that we are better together. So, Lord, when I come to pray in the morning, it's not just about me. But it's about those that I'm sharing with, that I'm praying and interceding on behalf of, who joins me in the prayers early in the morning consistently, Lord. I'm praying for those that they are praying for, Lord, that they are interceding on behalf of. Lord, I'm praying on those that are connected to us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because this season of breakthrough, this time of breakthrough is not just for us, it's not just for Praise Center, but it's for all those that are attached to us and even those that are attached to them, because greater is a upon us and greater God is ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. So when I pray, Lord, it's just not about me, but I lay aside my desires. I lay aside my thoughts. I lay aside, oh God, the things that are important to me, Lord, and I take on the burdens of someone else, Lord. I cast my cares upon you because I know that you care for me, Lord. And then I take on those burdens of those that are weak and sickly among us. I take on those burdens of those that are cast down and bereaved among us, Lord. I take on those burdens of those who are distracted and have been overwhelmed by life, Lord. I take on those things because the strong, and we have to bear the infirmities of the weak. That means we have to be willing to get into the dirty areas. We have to be willing to get into the areas of concern with effective power and prayer and effective worship, God, to be able to get in and be strengthened, Lord, and to pick them up out of the muck and miry and to let them know that we love them and that you love them as well. Sometimes we have to get ourselves out of our comfort zone, Lord, to
to pull them in, to pull those in that we love, to love those that even turn their backs on you and turn their backs on us, but to still love on them compassionately so that the love of God will wax strong and be seen in our lives. Lord, don't let any of this flesh get any of your glory. Don't let any of this uncompassion, Lord, get any of your glory. Lord, don't let any of this bad attitude get any of your glory. Lord, don't allow any of this pride to get any of your glory. God, don't let any of this unforgiveness to get any of your glory. But put this flesh and put that devil under subjection right now, Lord, that we may spread the spirit of love and not the spirit of hate, because love is what draws people in. It was your love that drew us in, not because of what you had done, because we really didn't know what you had done, but because someone loved on us and told us that Jesus loves us too. We have the answer for the world today, Lord, and it's to spread the love of God to everyone that we come in contact with. Lord, we have not been about our Father's business. Many of us have been lax. We're not letting our light shine. Lord, we're content with making it to heaven on our own, and we're not concerned about those that are falling away. Lord, sharpen us the more, Lord, that as we continue in this prayer, Lord, that you would stir up a new thing in us. Lord, we're asking for you to prepare us for 2018. And, Lord, I refuse to go into 2018 with the same weight, with the same hindrances, with the same distractions, with the same foolishness, Lord, that I came into 2017 with, Lord. I want to be different. I want to be stronger. Lord, I want a greater anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I get that by drawing closer to you, Lord. I don't want this just to be a time of prayer and consecration that I do in December, Lord, but I want to carry this time. I want to carry this time that's being set aside, Lord, consistently in 2018, because the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Effectual, God, talks about being faithful. God, effectual, Lord, talks about being consistent. God, effectual means yielding before you so that you can have an effect on our prayer lives, and that prayer life is changing not only us, but those that are around us, and our prayers do work. We know that our prayers work, Lord, because so many people come to us and ask us to pray because we remain faithful in prayer, and you answer our prayers and you answer our pleas. And so we're grateful for that, that you are a God that hears our prayers. Thank you, God, that your ears are not cold closed, or you're too busy, or you're away golfing somewhere, or your mailbox is full. But every single time I call, Lord, you answer. And not only do you answer my call, but, Lord, you show up in a great and mighty way. And so we ask that you will show your glory today. Show us your glory. Let your glory be revealed to us today. Shower down on us and anoint us like never before today. Lord, I'm not concerned about December 27th because December 27th is not promised. But I'm thankful that you've allowed us to make it to our 26th day in the 31 days of prayer. And I'm asking, God, that you would show us your glory today. Lord, we celebrated the birth of Christ yesterday. Lord, we want to celebrate the presence of the Holy Ghost today in our lives in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong on our behalf. Show yourself mighty on our behalf, Lord, and bind everything that's unlike you and breathe into us life evermore that we need for today. We pray again that you would, that we would yearn and hunger for more of you. And not only do we yearn and hunger for more of you, but our prayer focus today on this 26th day of December is that we will be a light unto others. And Lord, only way we can be a light unto others is if you fill us up the more. Lord, I don't want carnal things to come up out of me, because it's not those things that are without me or those that are outside of me that defile me. It's those that come from within. And Lord, I need more of you within so more of me won't come out. I need more of you within so more of your glory will come out. Lord, I need more of you within, Lord, so that more of your love would come out, that I may exhibit, and that I may share the fruit of your spirit with all those that come my way. So, Lord, I need a little bit more patience, Lord. That's my admittance right there. Lord, I don't want to suffer long, Lord, but I know I need a little bit more long suffering. I need a little bit more temperance, Lord. I need a little bit more meekness, Lord, because I want your complete fruit, not just certain pieces, but I want to be complete in you. I want to be filled with you. I want to be full of you in every area of my life. So I know that whatever you allow to come my way to help manifest those fruit in my life, Lord, I know you're able to keep me. And I know if you brought me to it, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt you can bring me through it. Because nothing that you do is by happenstance, but everything that you do it so that you will get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Lord, I desire for you to get the glory out of my life this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Get the glory out of your people's lives today so that we may behold the beauty of our God. So that we may inquire in your beautiful temple, and that we may offer unto you the sacrifice of praise that you are so worthy of. Lord, we bless you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you, because you are such a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him, and the heavens and the earth, they adore him, because our God is not only mighty, but he's worthy, and he's not only worthy, but he's holy, and he's not only holy, he's magnificent. There is none like you, magnificent in all your ways, and Lord, we just say thank you for being such an awesome God. Now, Lord, lead us and guide us today. Allow your precious angels to encamp round about us, to watch over us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to guide us, and to direct us today. So that you will get the glory out of our lives on this day. Lord, I say I love you with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul because you're worthy of it. You're worthy of my praise and you're worthy of my adoration. So bless us today. Keep us are our prayers. And Lord, we'll continue to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, and to give your name the praise. For it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.